I've been really pleased with the players. We've found different ways of winning. I've always mentioned how important that is, of course, in any level of football, but particularly the Championship, and we've done that well. But, you know, I mentioned the last couple of games, and, you know, only for the thirst of continuing the sort of improvement is that, you know, we're not finished as we are at the moment. The team's performing well. I thought there was a lot more signs of how we want the team to perform against MK Dons. I mean, you know, on any given day, I think it's fair to say we certainly score a lot more than two goals. They probably took the two hardest chances we created, to be honest. But I don't want to be too picky, you know, because we're moulding a team together. It takes time, but it's certainly accelerated that kind of pattern within the team by getting four wins.
Do you have to keep asking more of them? Do you have to ask them to win the next one and then go more games unbeaten and keep raising that bar?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ongoing demand is there for all to see. I think we've got a good inner demand from the players, and then the sort of outer demand, if you like, from myself and the staff is quite apparent. But, you know, the players have to take ownership of it, and they do here very well. And there is that real feel that we can continue to improve. You know, on the other hand, there's a kind of a settled thinking on what we've just done, which is them four important wins, and, you know, it's laid down a feel of what we're about. There was a few question marks very early on in the season, as you do now, unfortunately. It's probably a question mark half time in the first half nowadays, the way that people scrutinise football. But in actual fact, you know, I always try and speak openly and truthfully. You know, there is a period where the team has to remould again. You know, we've done it. This is probably my third team where we've had to make changes, build a squad, change the squad, etc., etc. So I always felt that it might take a number of games to get used to each other and get on-pitch partnerships, on-pitch relationships going. And there's been good signs of that. And like I say, it's still coming, but there's certainly been good signs so far. But we continue on again on Monday.
This game, Derby, is there extra emphasis on it from outside of your group of players, outside of the club, because the stature of the two clubs, the expectations of the two clubs, and it being moved to this Monday night for the extra build-up?
Yeah, probably from the outside looking in. I mean, you know, we've formed a strong opinion on one game at a time. It's been there since I've been at the club. It allows us the clarity of work, we feel. And you know, the thing that you do forget, it is only another 3 points, another great 3 points that we want to get, of course. Whoever you're playing, it is 3 points, and that's the goal, if you like. It ends up being irrelevant who you're playing. It's getting them 3 points and winning the match, and that's the main focus for our group, that's for sure.
What have you made of Derby and their season so far?
Well, they're a big club. They've spent a lot of money. They're remoulding a side themselves and spent a lot of money in doing so. And they've got a young manager who wants to make a name for himself, of course, you know, first time out manager as well. And I mean, to be honest, with the squad looking, you know, from the outside looking into their squad, and there was a few question marks about them winning games. I think you must have been mad if you didn't think they were going to win some games. And I think it was a matter of time. Now, of course, their challenge, like anyone who wants to be at the top end of the market, is how many can you win? You know, so the thing is, we believe heavily in what we do, and we've always had that in-depth belief. And so we don't overthink the opposition. And, you know, a lot of our players have just come out of playing in the Premier League against some massive clubs. So, you know, that's good experience for us, and we can use that wisely. But nonetheless, the whistle blows and you've got to perform, and particularly when you're playing a side who have got some very good players.
And up against one player in particular you know very well, Jason Shackle, of course, who's only just recently left. Is it always a bit strange going up against somebody that you know so well and have kind of worked with so closely?
It was only really strange when he left, because the media, as they tend to do sometimes, is twist a situation that was quite innocent and quite honest when he left it. You know, there was no big drama over it. He's been a fantastic servant to me, to the club, before me. And he was a very good signing for Burnley Football Club. And beyond Monday, of course, we wish him well, you know. But no, it'll be good to see him. You know, I text him now and again, as I do with a lot of the players who have worked under me. And, you know, we wish him well, as I suggest, beyond Monday. But he's one of a group of players there I think can be productive. But we believe in our own. You know, we've got a strong belief in what we do and how we've moved forward already at the loss of some of them players.
I don't wish to rake over all this again, but to clarify, was the situation that he just wanted to move to Derby and there's no hard feelings on your way on your go?
It was a simple situation where a club came in at a level that we didn't think was appropriate, and then it got to a level that we did think was appropriate. It was as simple as that. It's just that people tend to stick all sorts of reasons in to try and make it sound a lot more confusing, a lot more angled than what it was.